I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Transportation to order. Time is 1:30 p.m. March 20th, 2018. With me today, Senator McKinnon, Senator Bishop, Senator Stedman. We have a quorum to do business. We're going to be reviewing three citizens that want to sit on the Marine Pilots Board. That's the order of today. Before we get rolling, we have Senator Wilson who has just arrived. We're going to start today's meeting with Mr. Harris. Let's see, Mr. Harris says here on my trusty script he's in the present in the room. So we're going to jump down then to Mr. Kronk, who should be online. And if he could introduce
himself. I am online. This is Les Kronk. I'm here.
Yes, Mr. Kronk, if you could introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and then give the committee some background information on yourself and tell us why you would like this appointment.
Hey, my name is Les Kronk. I'm Vice President of North Pacific Maritime, a vessel ships agency headquartered in Ketchikan, but we operate throughout the state of Alaska. I've applied for a vessel agent position on the Board of Marine Pilots. That's a position I served in previously from, I believe it was about 2000 to 2008. Now I'm reapplying, and I've been involved in the maritime agency business in Alaska for the last 33 years. So I feel like I have significant experience in that area. I've worked with all three pilot regions in Alaska and know most of the pilots quite well, and look forward to serving and working with everyone to continue the excellent pilot organizations that we have.
Okay. And we have Senator Egan has arrived also. So we have a full committee here. Does any of the committee members have any questions for Mr. Kronk? Yes, Senator, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Kronk, this is Senator McKinnon. I see in reviewing your application many years of dedicated service, and I'm just wondering if you could speak to loss of life prevention as well as the protection of the environment in your past role and how you see that you might participate in improving safety if you were selected for a new term.
Go ahead, Mr. Kronk.
As it relates to the Board of Marine Pilots, the focus is the qualification of the pilots is a big part of that to maintain the safety and integrity of our waterways and our public safety. And so that's really been the emphasis on that. I've been involved in marine incidents, disaster training throughout my career as well, and bring that to the table as far as what we've learned from those incidences and events. But the key thing really is on maintaining the highest quality pilots that are here to navigate our water safely to protect the public both in Alaska and those visiting.
Okay. Have other questions for Mr. Kronk? Okay. Seeing none, Mr. Kronk, if you could just stay on the line, I guess, till we're done here. We might have questions for you at the end. We're now
no problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, just a second. Senator McKinnon, do you have a further question for him?
Well, Mr. Chairman, from the Office of the Governor, we have a fact sheet about the Board of Marine Pilots, and I was asking a fairly basic question from the function of the board, which the governor has outlined, and while the qualifications of the pilots are very important, at least in the coming from the governor's office about this particular board, it says the board works to prevent the loss of lives and property and to protect marine management. And so I was wondering if there were any particular thoughts around that that could improve safety for this particular board that they might take up. And I just didn't hear a specific response, or maybe if, Chairman, I'm satisfied. I'm looking up in state statute right now to see specifically what it says in regards to the board's function and the Mr. Kronk's response.
Okay, thank you. We have any other questions, Mr. Kronk? Okay, we'll set him aside here for a few minutes. We'll jump to the next one. Ms. McLaughlin, if you can introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and tell the committee why you would like to have this appointment, and if you can also try to address Senator McKinnon's question in your opening remarks. Ms. McLaughlin. She's still online. You may be muted. We cannot hear anything from Onalaska.
Hello?
Yes, Ms. McLaughlin, if you could go ahead and...
I apologize. We're having some phone interference here in Onalaska. Could you please repeat what you're requesting?
You need to introduce yourself for the record and tell the committee why you'd like this appointment, and in your remarks in that area, if you could try to address Senator McKinnon's earlier question.
Yes, so for the record, my name is Peggy McLaughlin. I'm the port director for the City of Onalaska, Port of Dutch Harbor. I've been working in the marine industry since 1998 in terms of major ship traffic. I've served as a pilot board for the last year and broadened my perspective on that, but in terms of the, you know, efforts of life-saving measures, we've done a tremendous amount of work with the pilots and agencies out here in Onalaska and throughout the Aleutians with developing certain emergency responses, like the emergency towing systems, medical transfers, which are heavily involved with using the pilot's expertise and knowledge of both waters and weather patterns and those kind of things. And certainly the pilot board as of late has been working through a tremendous amount of simulations with new vessels coming into Southeast Alaska and utilizing their expertise to work through the pilotage requirements for that as it fits into state regulations. All of these things are of great importance to us because of the amount of traffic that travels in and out of the Great Circle Route and its relation to the Aleutian Chain and then Arctic traffic, future Arctic traffic coming down to the Bering Strait.
Do we have any questions for Ms. McLaughlin? Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I would just put on the record that Mr. Kronk gave a better description of what the board does than is currently on the fact sheet provided by the governor. So they are to regulate licenses and the other comments made by Mr. Kronk. So, Mr. Kronk, thank you for those comments. They are not consistent with the sheet that I have in front of me from the governor's office, and I'll talk to them about that.
I have lots of confidence in Mr. Kronk. So, any questions for Ms. McLaughlin? Okay, seeing none. I don't see Mr. Harris. Does he happen to be online anywhere, hiding out, lurking out? I don't see him in the room.
He just got online.
Okay, I don't see him here on my list. Mr. Harris, I hear you're online.
Hello, this is Rick Harris.
If you could introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and then tell the committee why you would like to be on this board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Rick Harris. I live at 8351 River Place, Juneau, Alaska, and I am an appointee a nominee to the Marine Pilots Board. The reason I'm interested is I'm a former Sea Alaska executive. I've retired and saw this as an opportunity to be involved in some of the important marine transportation issues for Alaska. And also during my career, I had had an opportunity to work with marine pilots at various times and the ship agents. And my family, my wife happens to be a port agent, seasonal, and my daughter works on cruise ships and currently is in Australia. And I thought this was an excellent opportunity to understand more about the safety and navigation of ships through Southeast Alaska waters.
All right. Do we have any questions for Mr. Harris? Senator McKinnon, do you have anything? Okay, thank you, Mr. Harris, for calling in. Does any of the committee members have any other questions? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Transportation Committee reviewed the following and recommended the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Board of Marine Pilots, Peggy McLaughlin, Dutch Harbor, Richard Harris, Juneau, Les Kronk, Ketchikan. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any future session.
We have a motion to move these names forward. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move these names forward to the next committee referral. I'd like to thank the three appointees for calling in today. Thank the committee members. And then we'll have a sheet for you to sign here in a minute before you run off. This meeting is adjourned at 1:42.